perfect. Just goddamn perfect. The windstorm the other night must have knocked this oak tree sideways. Just our luck. All right, little witch. We need to... Little witch? Little witch? Where did you... Oh, there you are. Thank the gods. What did I tell you about leaving the road? You could have gotten lost and not been able to find your way back. What were you even thinking? You could have... What? Wait. What did you find? You found wild mushrooms. Alright. Here. Let me see them. Let me double check to make sure the ones you found are edible ones. I know, no. I do not doubt that your witch mother taught you the difference between safe and unsafe. But still, I'm afraid old habits do die hard. And the last thing we need is any of us getting sick on the road. But please, don't go sneaking off like that again. I didn't hear you leave and had no idea which way you had gone. Of course I would have been able to find you, and that is not the point. Tracking you down would have taken time we do not currently have. It's bad enough already, this blasted tree is in the way, and the bushes are way too thick on either side of the road for us to step through. I'm not willing to risk getting stuck or injured, and we still have a day and a half to go before we make it to the next raiding post. Yes, yes, I'm always talking about the trading post. But like it or not, it's a critical stop for us. Not only for food and water, but supplies as well. Edison, repairs, and news from the outside. Not to mention actual rooms for the night, if we want them. That and the horse's hooves need a proper trimming, along with fresh shoes. But for right now, we need to rethink our original plan for getting out of these woods. Our choices, truth be told, are neither ideal. On one hand, we can camp right here tonight, and in the morning, waste a day trying to break this massive tree trunk apart with a camp hatchet. Or, we can backtrack to that fork we passed on the road earlier. Yeah, that's right. That one. What's down there? Tell me, little witch. Did your witch mother ever teach you about the echoes? Did any of the crones of your coven discuss them with any of you or your sisters? No. And I would have thought that would have been one of your earlier lessons. The echoes are voices without mouths, little witch. They are the unseen presence that hide in the shadows of the cursed soils, born in truly dark and desolate places. That second road leads us to a known stretch of corrupted earth, land turned so foul with age and tragedy that it eventually gained a consciousness. And after that, a need to prey on the living. That is how the echoes came to be. They torment their victims in order to feed off their misery and fear. In fact, this road we're on was built to navigate away from them, to spare the travelers from having to take the extra risks of going through their domain. Have I ever taken that road before? Yes, twice. And I'm not keen on doing it a third time if we need to. If only we had so much as a half day's worth of goods. I'd almost be tempted to try and move in this oak tree trunk. And that is assuming we could get it broken down enough and still have enough energy to travel the following day. I am so sorry, Little Witch. Oh, we are pressed for both time and resources. Even with the mushrooms you found, we have no other options. Let me tell you, I know that I can take the punishment. But I will not ask you to do the same. Not if you're unsure. So I'll leave it up to you. What shall we do? Are you sure about this, Little Witch? The echoes know one's weaknesses in an instant. They see what makes each of us vulnerable the moment we set foot in their lairs. Anything they can use against you, they will. So I will ask you this once more. Are you certain? Are you sure that you have the strength of mind to endure this? It's going to be hard. You know that, right? They won't give you a moment's peace. Nor will they cease until you're on the other side. And there is every chance that one of us might succumb. You still certainly want to do this? All right. Very well. We best get moving then. I want us to get through that part of the forest before nightfall, if we can. Here, hold the horse's bridle for me. I have to wrap up his ears and eyes to keep him from getting startled. Now, I will light the lantern. Hopefully its flame will help keep the worst at bay. All right, that should do it. This is the last chance, Little Witch. You can still turn back now, if you're not sure. Very well. But do remember, the echoes thrive off anguish. You will hear them whisper it to you about the darkest things you keep close to your heart. Your doubts, your fears, your griefs. None of it is beyond them. They will lie to you. They might even trick you or lure you away from your path by showing you someone from your past. So whatever you do, do not listen to them. Do not allow you to get yourself distracted, even for a second. And the last thing, take my hand and hold it tight for as long as you have to. I know, there is no shame in admitting that you're frightened, but I see it this way. You are already brave enough and smart enough to escape from your witch mother and the rest of your coven, and they still haven't caught up with you. You've done something that I've never heard of anyone else doing it before, and that says a lot about you. If you could survive doing that, then I have no doubts in my mind that you can survive this too. You have more courage and a lion's heart than others who give you credit. And being scared does not change that. And it never will. Now, are you ready? Alright, let's go. Keep your eyes on the ground. Follow me.
For him, more likely. You know this one doesn't share his prey.
And look how he holds her hand, so she actually trusts him. How sweet. And how foolish.
Of she just run away from them like that?
Not only run away, no, no, but how could she simply abandon the rest of her sisters?
Abandon the youngest of them to the mercy of their mothers.
The mothers who already killed one of their own out of frustration with her. The ones who couldn't grasp the simplest of teachings. What is to keep them from killing more in retribution?
Yes, true. One death among them is never enough. How many others do you suppose followed when they discovered this maiden was missing?
Plenty, I'm sure. And all could have been prevented if only she had not been so stupid.
Stupid as well as selfish, thinking only for herself, not caring for others. Did she even bother to try to save her own sister before they destroyed her?
Probably not. There is nothing worthwhile about this one. Look at how she huddles and clings to the hunter who leads her. She doesn't even know he means to slay her himself.
Shh, be quiet. I don't want you to spoil it. I want to see the look in her eyes when he does her in.
How do you suppose he'll go about it? With a blade? With poison?
He's got that snare in his pack. He could easily use that if he so wanted.
Maybe he will have her executed before the people of the city. Shame if he does, though. None of us will get to see.
She's trying so hard to ignore us. But we know you hear us, young maiden. We know you've heard every word.
You should go back, dearie. Just turn around and run. You're good at that, at least.
The hunter you follow will lead you to nothing but your demise.
There is still time, you know. You can still return.
Your mother is waiting for you, sweetling. She longs for you every night. She weeps for you in the dark. And she promises that if you come home, she won't get angry with you anymore.
You only need to go back. Go back to the coven. Go back and beg for their forgiveness.
Yes.
Beg forgiveness. And not just from your mother or your aunts, of course.
But also from the sister you couldn't save.
Her soul wanders, you know.
Left her behind.
Her spirit is lost. She doesn't know where she is or where you've gone.
She looked up to you. And you swore you would always look after her.
Stop them when they took her life.
Don't listen to what they say. Keep your heart strong.
You didn't do enough to see her spared from their wrath. You only stood by and watched.
And no eternal rest.
Some sister you are. You're a failure.
Worse than that, you are a coward.
Just keep walking. Steady your heart, little witch.
You ran away.
Here you are now, thinking that Hunter will protect you. Nay, little maiden, he will do no such thing.
Turn on you the first chance he gets. Hunters always do.
And when he does, you will more than deserve what you get.
What was her name, I wonder? The name of the little sister you let die.
What was her name? Do you even speak it, young maiden? Do you even think about her?
I don't believe she does. Is it too painful?
A shame that, and she was such a sweet child.
And the gentlest,
the purest little lamb, so loved to the slaughter.
Do you suppose she'd want to see her big sister again?
These are not real. Do not let them seize your fear. Take control of your heart.
Oh yes, with terrible ease.
The souls of young children are always the easiest to catch.
In fact, look up. This way.
Look, dearie. Look. It's your little sister. She's trying to reach you.
Little witch, are you... you enough to make you cry. No amount of distance will make it stop. That's why they are called the echoes. Their words can linger long after all of it is over. Come now. shrine just outside their reach will mean that they've still won, in a small way. So do not let them win. There will be more than enough time to cry later, alright? Just not right now. Not here. Take a deep breath now. Nice and easy. Here. Dry your eyes with this. It's alright. Just take it. And take your time. It's alright. You can take your time if you still want to keep hugging like this. We've already went through the worst of what they could give us. We do not need to ever look back. You understand? No. You don't have to tell me the things they said to you if you do not wish to. They find the most painful memories we keep to ourselves, and they force them to surface. They will also not hesitate to lie and manipulate us. And that is very personal to us all, little witch. And often too much to share with others. Yes, they spoke to me too. About my family. It's fine, little witch. I do not need to be comforted by you. Nothing that you said to me would have been any worse than what I say to myself every day. And look at you. You were standing tall in spite of what they said. I've seen fellow soldiers not make it through the echoes in one piece. And still, look at you. I knew you could do it. So if you ever doubt that you can, remember this moment, little witch. There will always be another storm to weather, but there will also be the choir that follows. Always. Now, let's wipe those tears off, shall we? You still miss some tears on your cheek. There. It's time for us to go. Are you ready to keep moving? Good. Let's put these bastards behind us, shall we? My thoughts exactly. I say we cook up those mushrooms for supper tonight. We can use the last of cheese with them. I think we earn something special after this. Come on now, little witch. Let's get out of here.